Squirrels are the famous cute little creatures found in parks all across America. Did you know that squirrels were actually intentionally placed in these parks? The reason for this is because they're typically not aggressive, they're cute to watch, they run away from us, they usually aren't attacking people, and they actually will sometimes forget where they bury their nuts, which actually leads to the creation of new trees. However, in recent times, some squirrels have increased their aggression and become more fearless of humans. This is not typical squirrel behavior, and infestation rates have also been slightly on the rise. So why is this happening? The reason for this is because people are feeding squirrels. And feeding wild animals such as squirrels is very harmful for them and even for us. And as fun as it is, you should probably stop doing it. Here's why you should probably stop feeding squirrels as well as other wildlife animals. The first reason is that human food is not healthy for them. You might love your popcorn and chips, but all because you enjoy it doesn't mean that squirrels or any wildlife animals for that matter are supposed to have it. Squirrels, for example, will eat basically anything that comes their way because they're so used to having to scavenge for food. However, what people don't realize is it's normal for wildlife animals such as squirrels to go longer periods of time without eating. It's actually very healthy for them. And so while it seems like a kind gesture to help a squirrel out, or any wildlife animal for that matter, you might not actually be doing it any good. For example, they might become sick, weakened, or fatigued as a result of the human food you give them. The reason for this is because they might have trouble digesting it, and foods such as popcorn and chips and bread are just not nutritious for them. They were not designed to eat this in the wild, so when we feed it to them, it actually is setting them back a little bit. They don't have as much energy as they are supposed to, they don't have strength, and it can make them sick. So while it sounds like a nice thing to do, you could actually be poisoning them, making them more apathetic and susceptible to disease or getting hunted by predators. The next big reason you need to stop feeding squirrels is because it prompts infestation. Okay, did you know that in Yosemite National Park, more than 1,100 vehicles were broken into by black bears? Black bears breaking into cars, over 1,100, and this was in 1998. Breaking into a car is a crime typically reserved for us humans, but not when wild animals have become accustomed to eating from us. Once they realize that their food comes from us and we arrive to their homes in our cars, there's no stopping the infestation, nor are there any laws banning animals from breaking into cars. We at Wildlife Extreme International are actually rather familiar with animals' infestation into cars, but more so even in people's homes. You see, squirrels, once they realize that the food comes from the home that we sleep in, they like to infest it, both for a place to hide out during the winter, it's a bit of shelter for them, but also because they're able to easily scavenge food. They're able to find food in our trash, or people leave food out, and lots of Americans actually will feed squirrels right outside their window. They'll throw nuts out or other snacks or whatever. And so squirrels make the association that, okay, these homes are where we can get food and where we're going to be safe. So squirrels will infest people's home. This is a huge problem because in a cramped space such as an attic, squirrels feel they have no other choice but to attack if you do approach them or try to remove them. If you, your pets, or even we have to deal with it, it means that someone could get bit. And in fact, we've done interviews and posted interviews on our YouTube page. We get bit by squirrels more than most other wildlife animals. And the reason for this is because they're fast. They can just boom, one second they're there, next second they're biting your arm, and next second they're gone. And this is strange because typically an animal like a raccoon would be more aggressive, or a stray dog or something like this. However, when they infest a home, they get extremely aggressive and territorial. So while they run away in the wild, while they run away in the park, if they get inside of your home, inside of your attic or in between the walls or whatever, you can expect someone to probably get bit when you try to remove them. And at the very least, they're going to try. animal infestation in your home is just expensive and no fun to deal with. Save yourself the trouble and don't feed animals, especially within the vicinity of your home. Otherwise, you'll be basically inviting them in to infest your attic or get in between the walls. The next reason you should not feed squirrels is because of increased aggression. Wild animals are not civil creatures. When they are hungry, they'll do whatever it takes to get food. You can do a simple YouTube search of something like animals attacking humans for food, and countless videos will show up of birds, other wild animals, you know, whatever, attacking humans that have food, and then the people usually throw their food in the air, they run away, and they're like, okay, I'm, you know, getting away from this animal, but the animal gets what they want. And so because they get what they want, they learn, okay, this behavior is okay, and so they're more likely to do it next time. When we condition them also to receiving food from us, they have the capacity to get very aggressive when we don't feed them. They make the association that, okay, these people are our caretakers, they are bringing us the food, we can expect food from them, and so when we don't give them food or when they get hungry, they can become very demanding and aggressive, and this is where infestation or wildlife animal attacks come in, or bites in general. Feeding them teaches them that we will not harm them, which also increases infestation as well. And, you know, we at Wildlife X Team International, we try not to harm wild animals when we remove them. We try not to kill them, whatever. You know, we try to be as ethical as possible. So we're not going to hurt the wild animals if they do infest it. But we don't want animals to become conditioned to the fact that they can infest without the fear of death. When they do fear death or harm from us, they avoid us. And so they, you know, they do their own wild thing. We stick to our own thing and everything is good. But when you feed them, you're basically inviting them to infest or become more aggressive. Another huge reason, piggybacking off of this aggression thing, is that squirrels will fight each other. How many squirrels are you willing to feed? 1, 2, 3, 100, 1,000? When you feed wild animals such as squirrels, others that aren't getting fed get jealous. For example, if you've ever been on the beach and you've watched someone feed a bird, you'll see very quickly that that one bird sticks around, but all the other birds, they quickly fly over there. And next thing you know, there's 1,000 birds flying around this one person that all want this food, and they will bite each other. They get aggressive with each other. And the same is true of squirrels. If one gets fed and the other doesn't, they all get aggressive and they start fighting over each other. So again, while it seems like a kind gesture, you're just kind of promoting violence between other squirrels. The last and final big reason you should not feed squirrels or any other wildlife animals is that these creatures can carry rabies or other deadly diseases, which are typically spread through bites and scratches, but also can spread just by touching or them being around you. Rabies, for example, is very deadly, and symptoms usually do not appear until it's almost too late. If you get bit by a wild animal, for example, it's always advised that you get safety shots as soon as possible, or you go, you know, to the ER, whatever, that you get it checked out, because while it's not likely that you're going to get sick and die, it's something that if you're part of like the unlucky, very small percent where the wild creature did have some type of disease, it could be very likely that you do get sick. Also, even if you don't get bit, wild animals spread disease. For example, we've had wild animals infest people's homes, and when a wild animal is living inside of your home, it's not like a cute Disney movie or whatever. These animals have to poop. They have to pee. They have to reproduce. They shed off some fur. And where does this go? Well, they don't go to the toilet to do it. They do it right where they live. They do it right in your attic, in between the walls, wherever. And so obviously this attracts all kinds of disease. It makes mold. It messes up the home. So this goes back to the whole infestation thing, which is very expensive. But then also occasionally wild animals will die in people's homes because, you know, they're just living there. And so they get old and die just like we do. And this, of course, also attracts insects and bacteria because the body is basically decaying between the walls or in the attic or wherever around your home these squirrels have decided to hide out. So we hope you guys enjoyed this bit of content right here. And now maybe you understand why it's a bad idea to feed wild animals. I know it's a really fun thing to do. I did it as a kid myself, so I'm guilty of this crime, which I'm explaining here right now. but it's not something that I would do in the future, unless, of course, it's in a zoo or something like that. You know, you should do it only in a zoo or in a secure area, because when you do it to these wild creatures, it's just setting them up for failure in their life because they're getting poorly conditioned. They can become more aggressive. Human food might not even be good for them, and they might infest someone's home and cause trouble for you as well. So it's better for you, it's better for the wild creatures, it's better for everyone if we just let them go on their own path and we take our own path as well. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you did, make sure to let us know. And if you have any questions or help with wildlife or pest related issues, feel free to give us a call at 855-WILDLIFE or visit us at www.wildlifexting.com. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a great day. Bye.
They're out there looking for a home, and they've found one, yours. They want that cozy place in your attic or under your foundation. Give them enough time, and you'll be paying big bucks to fix their damage. Wildlife X Team specializes in removal and prevention of wildlife infestation, responsibly and professionally. Wildlife X Team has earned the top-rated award from Home Advisors because they're experts at what they do. Just one call, and they're gone. 855-WILDLIFE or wildlifexteam.com.